Now time for a locker room chat with Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell after three games from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your first game, which resulted in a 49-37 victory, your second of the season. So congrats on that one. You guys played well in this one, you tell me.
Yes. For the first time, I thought all year, everybody had probably one of their best nights, shooting wise, defensively. I thought we played pretty well. We just got to continue to grow in that aspect and just continue to build a little bit more chemistry, communicating on the defensive end. But yeah, overall, that was probably our best game, shooting. We went really good with the free throw line and our three pointer, was on that night. So yeah, we'll take the win.
And then you guys, the following night, played a very good Valley Heights team that finished second in the league, falling in that game 53-28. An issue with turnovers, you tell me, and had a tough time getting the ball to go through the hoop.
We didn't play very well the next night, obviously. Valley Heights, their pressure, they're long, athletic, and we just had a pretty tough time getting the ball across the court, and, our girls just could not, build that chemistry from the night before, and we kind of panicked a little bit, and we got down early, and it was just kind of hard to climb out of that hole. But yeah, Valley Heights is a great team and very athletic, and we weren't there yet.
And that was last Friday. That was a stretch of three games over a span of 4 days. Actually, that was on the 16th, the 16th, that was last Friday. But the game on Monday, that was against Troy, and that one final score 53-29 in favor of the Trojans. And, Coach, now you guys take on the Trojans again in back-to-back games. Troy, though, they played last night. They played Donovan West. They went to overtime. So maybe, like you said before this, third time's a charm.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. And, they have some pretty athletic girls themselves, and they just, their effort is always 100% every single night. And, they play that 1-3-1 defense that, has been kind of our Achilles heel defensive wise as well on the offensive end. So, we're really going to kind of break things down, watching film and really try to figure out the best angles and gaps to attack that 1-3-1. But, if our girls can study this game a little bit in the next couple of days and figure out where to get the best looks in that 1-3-1, I know our girls can shoot well, and hopefully we can do that on Friday.
And that's what you told me, is that in your last game versus Troy from Monday, you had some open looks but just weren't able to knock them down, hoping that is more of the outlier than kind of what it is for you guys in this upcoming game on Friday. That'll be at 7 o'clock. At Troy, once again, the same place, and then for the right to play Centralia in the second round in the Donovan West sub-state. So got some good basketball coming up ahead for you guys. And, Coach, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.